Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Hoes, hoes, hoes. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Lads Xmas Party.
2025 Christmas Party in the Lads Potty. You boys.
It is so, and what a day it's been. Who the fuck just cracked that tin?
That was, who was that?
Noah.
Speak up, whoever cracked that tin.
That was not, oh fuck it. This show's already gone to shit. Let's just crack them.
Just hurry up and crack them.
Just get them in there.
Fucking crack away.
This hour.
How good is, I'll tell you what. So let's just fill our listeners in, because what time is it?
7:40.
It's 8:30
almost.
8:30. What's the time, PM. Tommy? 8:30 p.m. And we're just starting to fucking record.
So we started this at 4 o'clock this afternoon. You turn up at 4:05, but yeah, that's what you do. And it's been a big afternoon, and we walked up to the shed and we went, fuck this.
Too hot.
The union come in, they fucking cancel it.
Tell me about the union.
So she's 35 degrees and over. She's out, boys. So we're done.
It was the best decision the union's ever fucking done.
That was about 9 o'clock this morning then.
Mm. We ended up at the Bowie. Oh, fuck the Bowie, eh? Tell me about the Bowie. Not good,
I don't like to be a negative person, but can fuck off.
Yeah, seriously.
So I walked in there. It was just a bad attitude. You walked in there, the vibe wasn't there. It was, and then we got busted for more than two people on a pokey, which I've never heard of that rule.
Nah, neither have I.
Ever.
Nah, if you're investing on a pokey machine, you know, you want your camaraderie, you want your mates around you, you're investing $100, you know?
Yep, the supporters.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, if it's like a stakeholder meeting, right? Yeah. No different. Every fucking candidate of that stakeholder should be there and should be present around the meeting. Well, yep. And especially if the funds are being passed at the meeting, you 100% should be there. You shouldn't be told to be.
You've got to have your input. If there's four participants, you've got, oh, that was me, Soz.
Oh, Skull.
Yeah, I will. You've got to have, that was Tommy texting me.
Did he?
Fucking hell, Tommy.
I'm fucking turning one off.
You've got to have your investors present whilst you're pushing the button.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And look, I've only got one, like if you listen, I don't know what her name was, but if you listen, you shouldn't have got out of bed if you were still tired.
Yeah.
And cranky.
Absolutely. Like, anyway, we're starting this Christmas special off pretty drunk, aren't we? Are you? How are you going?
No, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I sobered up. Yeah, I went to Hungry Jack's actually quick detour before we left and got myself a double bacon cheeseburger and just a normal cheeseburger with a $7.50 meal. And a,
hang on. Back that up.
You know how much they are. Like, that's
Little shake and win.
So have you had two burgers?
Aren't they tiny as fuck? Like,
call them sliders. Little, Hungry Jack
little,
sliders.
Little grub burger. You know, just a little dirty burger.
Just appetizer.
Yeah.
A little slider on the slip and slide there, bruh.
Nah, but...
good. That was it. Merry Christmas, guys. Yeah,
Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Merry Christmas. Fucking Christmas.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, Merry cheers. Christmas. Yep. It's fucking cheers. Christmas.
Boys, happy bum. Tink, tink,
tink. Absolutely. Everyone's wound down. Well, not everybody. There's still people out there making the world turn over. So, Merry Christmas to you guys and girls. And,
yeah, be kind.
Especially all the truck drivers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Getting it done.
Because they will run you over.
Big thank you. Barney, thank you. These ears, you've just got, you're invested.
Yeah, I'll give you a new Christmas present.
I've got your present here too before we go.
Do ya?
I do. I've actually got two presents. One's for you, Barney.
Yep.
And one's for you, Pinky.
Oh.
Because I didn't realise we're having more guests here tonight.
I actually didn't get Pinky one, so.
Yeah, okay. So, let me have a look. All right. First one's for you, Pinky.
All right,
don't even look. Just put your hand in and pick out the top thing. There you go.
Oh, it's like a lucky dip.
There you go. And now, Barney. Oh, actually, before we get there, what's that called, mate?
55 Animal Bums Trivia and Facts.
Yeah, that's a bum. Show the candidates. So it's a bum hole.
Wow.
Yeah. So what have you got to do? Try to pick the bum hole and guess it?
Educational fun for the whole family.
I think there's a picture card of a bum.
Yep.
And you've got to guess what animal it is, I think.
There's a dingo, a elephant.
Yeah. And now, Barney, this is your Christmas present from the Stiff Man.
Beer belt holder. Mate, that could not be better.
Right now. Yeah, look at that.
For me. Look at that.
Yeah.
We'll chuck it on.
She's got one, two, three.
But not, that's
she's,
rare now.
She's a six tinner.
Yeah.
Go on.
That'll do to smoko.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
Merry Christmas. Yep. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for the presents.
Other hand. But, yep. Right. We're doing a lefty.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Righto. Fucking.
Oh, look at Noah's. He's sitting there sad. He doesn't have a present. Here you go, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, look, yeah. Well,
bonbons.
There's bonbons.
Bonbons. You'll win this one for sure.
Pull my bonbon.
Oh, I won.
You sucked at the Pokemon.
You got it.
So now, hang on. Barney, I got a bonbon with you.
Got it.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Got a little elephant.
Yeah, I did.
So this is why I got bonbons. Do you guys sit around Christmas Day and do the bonbons?
Yeah, we take it pretty serious at my place.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, I've just opened my bonbon. What do you call a sad strawberry? A blueberry.
Poor blueberry.
Did you get one yet?
Nah.
Oh, well, you got to win one.
I've got mine.
You just won one.
Yep. I'm winner right here.
Why can't you play cards in the jungle?
Oh,
I don't know.
There are too many cheaters.
Oh, stop it.
I've actually not heard of that, and I've been around for a lot of Christmases, and that's, not one I've heard.
Yep.
So.
What have you got? Pinky?
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
They'll crack up.
Oh. Close. They'll crack each other up.
Nice. I like it. So we're sitting around Christmas Day, guys. What's your? Let's start around the room. Pinky, what's your Christmas Day look like?
Oh, shit. Last year I was in bed with food poisoning. Shout out to Woolworths prawns. But this year she'll be red hot, I reckon. Probably going to have a bit of grog in my coffee at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when I get up. Bit of a kickstart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Household, you've got two young fellas.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a bit full on at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, she's going to be game on.
One of them's not going to. One of them's going to be really sad because
you wrecked their dreams.
May have told him that Santa's not real.
He'll be right,
but Santa is real.
Yeah, Santa's real.
I feel really bad about that. But
he just won't get that extra present.
Yeah. Well, if you don't believe in Santa, that's what we were told in our household. If you don't believe in Santa, you're not going to get any presents. And he didn't say shit.
Nah.
He didn't pop up and go, yeah, he is.
I don't think he actually registered. I think it went.
I hope so.
Because
I didn't want to ruin someone's fucking Christmas. So.
So your morning's pretty hectic around the Christmas tree?
Yeah, especially with the boys getting.
What do you think
age.
Santa's going to bring you this year, bruh?
Hopefully it'll be something barbecue orientated, some rubs or something for the new big dog.
I just went sexually straight over that. The big dog's going to get rubbed.
Yeah.
That's all right. What I took out of that.
So. Noah, what's your Christmas morning look like, brah?
Pretty stock standard, I'd say. The one thing now is that now that I've obviously got a partner and I'm now realizing...
Yeah, congratulations on that too.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Well, it's not you, unfortunately. Yeah.
What's his name?
Bruce.
Yeah, that name. Anyway, but... The thing is now that you've got to tailor to two different families and you've got to work in two traditions, you know, so that was the biggest thing. So, like, New Year's Eve,
you start juggling shit, man. Yeah, that's when you know you're good at time management.
And fuck, you'd put on some weight.
So, is this your first Christmas?
I've seen that.
No, you were there last Christmas.
Yeah, so now we've got it down to a system of, like, I'm with mum and dad on New Year's Eve. We do a big, you know, we do, like, a big family games. So, instead of actually buying... presents, like, individually for everyone, we do one Secret Santa, but the mum and dad basically put in a big pool and probably maybe like $300 worth of prizes,
yeah,
of a lucky dip kind of thing. If you win all, like, say, you know, we do a challenge where, yeah, you know, I might have to fucking sink a ball in you something, you know, or some shit.
Sink a ball
anyway, who cares?
Is that all teabagging?
Yeah, maybe. So, and then, like, say I'd won that challenge, I'd just get a lucky dip from the prize, but, like, mum and dad, they'd have shit prizes, but then, like, you could profit a lot, right? And there'll be a gift card in there or something.
Yeah, right.
So, like, my goal every year now is just to profitize, you know? Yeah. Like, the goal is to make profit from just this shit. I'm not here to fucking...
fuck spiders.
Yeah, fuck spiders. not here to have a good time and, you know, enjoy Christmas. I'm here to make money. So, that's my main goal on New Year's Eve. And then, you know, the New Year's Day is very, you know, traditional. Just open up some presents. Woo! Awesome.
Did you say New Year's Day?
No, Christmas Day. Yeah, it's 8:30. Did we say that?
Yeah, it is a bit late, and we've been on it.
Barney, so. What's your Christmas morning look like, mate?
So traditionally, this Christmas morning. So we got some friends over, so no family.
Did you get your tree up?
Oh no, we got family. So hang on,
did you get your tree up?
Yeah, we got it up.
You got it up.
Yeah,
she's up.
Yeah, tree's up.
Does it look good?
Looks great.
Yeah, right.
There's a couple of presents underneath. So we've got my in-laws up. So they've been up since. Bloody last week or so.
Yeah.
So thanks for Barb and Russ for cleaning the house, sorting shit out and doing stuff. But they're hanging around. So we've got those guys over. We've got a couple of friends coming over.
Yeah.
And then neighbours coming over in the afternoon. So just a bit of a pool party. And
excellent.
Yeah, just a relaxing sort of a day.
Excellent. And what time's first beers? You said 5 a.m. Pinky.
Whenever. Yeah. Whenever I wake up.
Yeah, 5 a.m.
But you're sneaking one in the coffee, so I like that. So yeah. Like and an Irish coffee in the morning.
Is there a traditional Christmas drink in the morning, or is it just what's in the fridge?
Oh, well, yeah, you should see my cabinet.
We've seen your cabinet.
Yeah, it's whatever's there at first hand.
Yeah, right. Noah, have you got a traditional or anything first drink?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm actually not that big of a drinker. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
So, like...
It doesn't have to be alcoholic.
Oh, well, Bundaberg ginger beer is my go-to, like, probably Christmas drink.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, that's just the go-to drink anywhere, I guess, that I can just sit back and just pound a whole little 10-pack of them.
Pound.
Pound maybe Barney in between. Ooh. I don't know. Ooh. Ooh. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
What do you drink, Barney?
Yeah.
Mate, CC soda and lime.
Oh, wow. How original.
What time Christmas... Well, what time this morning...
I'm not a first up drinker, no, so no. Yeah, she'd be 10 o'clock, 10, 11 yeah, o'clock, copy. Something like that. Have a few beers and bullshit. Yeah, just sort of okay. It's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a mean mixed berry fucking smoothie.
Does anyone drink eggnogs anymore?
What do you mean? Any,
I've never really.
What do you mean anymore?
I don't. Yeah, that's a Christmas drink, isn't
it? Isn't eggnog? That an American thing?
No, I've seen it in shop. Like they sell it in the shops, but that's one thing I never even understood. What it fucking even was, really. Like, it's kind of died out, I think.
Yeah, so what is an eggnog? What's it made of?
Egg.
Nogs.
Oh, where do you get the nogs from?
Nog tree.
That's how you make, nog. Mix it up.
Yeah, right. That's how you, yeah, I'll be just running smoothies first up in the morning.
Smoothies?
Line the stomach for a big day of pepper in it.
Pepper in it, yeah. So, yeah, we'll have the prawns, the oysters. Oh, I've got to give a big shout out to Cookies. Cookie Seafood and Jim Boomba,
yep.
Who gave us some oysters and some prawns for our Christmas party today.
Oh, thank
you. And, mate, they were mint, so they were really good. Baby boy made me make him some some, well, they Kilpatrick's. Yeah, so they were pretty good.
Thank you.
And, yeah, so a big shout out to you, Cookie. Thanks for that, mate. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to Cookie.
Cheers.
Amen.
Bloody oath.
And cheers for Tommy to spit all the tomato juice on me concrete.
Yeah, when Tommy comes on, he can run you through that, I reckon. Yeah.
He's looking hot over there.
He's got so he's turned the fans around onto him, so that's his only fan.
Did ya? Righto, shout out to everyone. Hope everyone's having a Christmas special, as in all your Christmases are going well so far. This is going to drop Christmas morning, so Merry Christmas to everyone. Yeah. I hope Santa came down the chimney and his sack was full for everyone and everyone got what they wanted.
Yeah. Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Merry
Christmas.
And a shout out to those people that are doing tough and by themselves for that, mate. Yeah, keep on doing what you're doing and,
And all the fellas that working away, all women as well.
And working away, like the emergency services, the police, the ambulances, and those people getting to work. So that's a big call. So, yeah, keep your chins up and appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Noah's got his hand up. What did he end up for?
I don't know if it's on the notes for this, but I thought we would probably maybe address the elephant in the room.
Yes.
For obviously, podcast is always more of a listening thing, but
the visual.
Me and Barney and, well, Pinky as well.
Just donated.
We got a bit busy on the weekend, well, on Friday.
We've been talking about it for a long time, trying to get the studio revamped. And it's sort of, we're time poor and we picked a time and we went, we're done. So we put a big day in, didn't we, Noah?
Yeah.
Got it done.
Yeah. So have you guys got something we can drop more on socials on Christmas Day? Have you got anything?
Yeah, we've got plenty of photos and stuff. Yeah. So we'll pop those up there. So we, just wanted to make it a bit more shed-like.
Absolutely. It looks fantastic, guys.
And now it looks shed-like.
You've done a fantastic job because there's a few things over the last 12 months that we've received from people.
Yep.
Kind of like the Ken doll.
Ken.
Yep, that's probably our first one we ever got, I think.
Yep.
That's up there proud.
So he's got a bit of sunscreen on him. And today we got our Christmas present from Pinky. So it was...
Yeah, that was good.
Very well done. So she's got a heap of shotgun shells around it. I did lose that day, and we've got Steve.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If you're up on a pedestal up there.
Yeah.
And me bowing down to him and...
Yep.
Yep. So, and thanks for that, Pinky, mate.
No dramas. Yeah.
The big neon sign that we got given to as well from
thanks
Carmen.
Very much for that, Carmen.
Yeah, absolutely. The boys have hung it up. Looks amazing.
Yep.
And, we'll have to put some up on socials.
I think 2026,
well.
We'll just fill this walls. We'll just fill them up full of stuff. So.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
Well done, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate the effort that you guys put into it on Friday.
And what a day it was, mate. So, lunchtime, we actually went down for a little bit of investing, didn't we?
We did.
Noah?
We did, yeah. And
we actually done all right, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we had a bit of help, didn't we? Your partner, Matt, she works with, like, the NDIS, doesn't she?
Yep. So, we... had some help and it was just winning. So, but that's the thing is we went in there with a great attitude and came out there with an even better attitude.
That's right.
And we even come back like it was, because she was hot as well, wasn't it?
it was fucking hot.
It was hot.
And I think by that point, all the tin was up, you know, we had the neon sign up. We're like, this is looking reasonable. There's still a little bit more to do, shelves, skirting and whatnot. And then we were like, let's
We come back, mate, and I can't thank you enough, mate, because you got that creative flair and just a bit of goer.
Thanks, a bit of a goer.
Get in and get it done.
We've got to we've got to address also another elephant in the room too, your reversing skills.
Oh, fuck off.
I'll also,
a problem, fuck yeah.
Isn't it?
I've actually got video footage.
I haven't heard about this.
Absolute joke.
So we were up at a farm just around the corner here. Cordy's farm, and I wasn't trying, but Noah was, and I was going to get my daughter to come up there and reverse it in. It was like it's that bad. There was probably three or four attempts to get it in.
Yeah.
He finally got it in, and so I might give you a couple of tips in the new year.
I'd appreciate that. I'm backing that ass up on me like that.
So, yeah. So, if you have kids, like, we don't want your kids to have two mums or anything like that. So, if you can't reverse a trailer, you got two mums, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you shut up real quick when I had to back it up to this shed. You got Pinky out as soon as we rocked out. Oh, make sure Pinky has the keys of this. Watch him go here. Oh, he's actually doing pretty good. Don't worry.
He did actually do all right.
No, that's all right.
But yeah, that's what mates do. We take the piss out of each other. Yeah.
I'm a youngling. I've got lots to learn.
While we're on the studio, massive shout out to Cordy, because obviously he supplied the tin where you guys are talking about. So it's pretty good looking tin.
Mate, she's good tin.
Just a bit of a history note, this tin came off an old hall, like an old dance hall.
Yes, it did. Mm.
Down at Versdale Hall. And so it's that old stuff. It's like thick.
She's thick, mate. Hail's going through this,
nah,
is it?
It's like that way they used to make corrugated iron.
And well, if he's not listening, it's maroon colour.
It's maroon.
If you're not listening?
Or if you're not watching. Sorry, yeah.
Like we said, it's been a big afternoon, sir.
Yeah. No, you've done well. Oh, there's even Bryce's tag up there, the lads podcast.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
yep.
No, I plan to fill this wall. We'll get it going and, yeah.
Yeah.
Cover it up.
Well done. No, that's good, guys. So, righto, Noah, what's the go with what's your plans for? I guess this blur period, this whole Christmas, New Year's. Have you got anything going on?
Yeah, well, one big thing, like obviously, I've just been in the process of getting. Obviously, it's a bit of unfortunate timing with everything with Bondi, but I've been getting my gun license. So,
yep.
I've done it all the process of actually getting it sorted. Now it's just the waiting game of actually getting the license so I can purchase a few firearms.
Yeah.
In terms of waiting, my sister's partner, we're going out hunting out past Dolby to Tari.
Yeah.
For a couple of days and just, you know, eradicating a few pests out there.
That's okay.
So that's kind of the main thing that we're kind of getting up to, but majority we're just trying to stay within, you know, like the local kind of, you know, area, not trying to really go and fuck around and fly around too much. We're just trying to stay a bit more local.
Yeah.
But my plan, I'm only really, as soon as January kind of hits, I'm kind of got a few little jobs that I want to, you know, target and hit and get them gone before all the, you know, everyone comes back to work on the 12th. But yeah, nothing too exciting, to be honest.
Pinky, your Christmas break, have you got any big things going on? Just the hunting thing you were talking about the other day?
Yeah, just whatever comes. We're just taking it day by day.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's about it.
That's the go.
What about you, Stiffy? What are you up to?
Mate, I'm going to go back up to the lakes and spend a few days up there on the sunny coast. So, just a bit of chill, just to turn off and relax. So, looking forward to that.
Nice.
But I'll get Christmas done, Boxing Day done. A bit of family stuff, of course, which is the most important thing. Yep. You know, this time of year. Surround yourself with family, surround yourself with friends, like we've pretty much done today. It's been a great little friend, the lads podcast sort of community. And that's one thing I want to thank you guys. Like right now we've got a community inside this podcast with, you know, Peak Productions. We've got Pinky from Unreal Knobs and Cooking with Pink Bits. We've got TC Coolers in the studio who's going to jump on a bit later on. So, you know, for our family and our friends and for the podcast of the lads podcast, it's growing. And you know, I'm looking forward to 2026 because that's only going to grow more.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll smash it 100%.
So that's good, mate. You want to get into the show?
I've got one thing to say.
Yeah.
How fucking hot was it today?
It's still fucking hot.
It's fucking un-Australian not to fucking say it. Like, if you don't walk up to someone when it's hot and go, "Fucking, how hot is it, bro?"
It's fucking hot.
It's fucking hot.
I'll tell you what. One of our new sponsors that are going to come on board next year, AirFX. Specializing in refrigeration and air conditioning.
He got a hiding today, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just going, fucking, if only we knew someone that fucking does an air con.
So maybe a goal for 2026 is this little thing, this little studio turns into a fucking ice box.
Mm, let's do it.
So watch this space. And then we can come in here and do fucking podcasts whenever we want.
Ugh. Yeah, we wouldn't have had to go to the pub and get pissed. And then come back in and then record turn up. A fucking podcast.
Yeah. Righto, shout out to our socials. Everyone listening on Spotify, do us a massive favor. What do they do, Barney? They go back and click the like button at Spotify.
Yeah, so give us 5 stars. That's or 4.9 if you want to, so I don't care. But yeah, give us a couple of stars, give us a bit of rating. It only helps us on Spotify and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So, Jump onto our Facebook, our Instagram, our TikTok, share our shit around. We're getting a fair bit of good content these days. Might be a bit quiet over the new Chrissy New Year break simply because we're having a holiday. But if anyone that's listening, do us a favour, share us around.
And we've also got our Patreon too, so we've got our couple of vlogs up there as well. So jump over there, have a look at those. You can also listen to the episodes live on that as well. So,
yep. And if you want to know how to get to there, just simply jump into our bio on Instagram or Facebook, and the bio tree link will take you straight to Patreon. I think it's only like $7.50. It's less than the price of a beer per month.
A bad beer.
Bad beer?
No, I've never bought a $7.50 beer.
Wow, you saw it. 4X is actually around $7.50.
Is it? Well, like I just said.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. There is a lot of 4X gold people. I'll tell you what,
I am a 4X gold.
I'm going to change subjects there as well. You sitting down to pee has caused me a lot of dramas.
Oh, okay. So I don't sit down to pee all the time. There's reasons. There's reasons. There's reasons. All right.
There's reasons. There's reasons. There is reasons. So 90, fucking peppered.
Hang on. 95% of the time, I'm standing up to piss. But anyway, continue.
I'm getting peppered with people sending me messages. Am I peeing or am I pooing?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like sitting on the toilet, just taking photos and going, am I peeing or am I pooing?
With you, who's taking photos of you sitting on the
Not floor? Me, them. So they're going, am I peeing or am I pooing? And I have to guess. So
right.
Yeah. So thanks for that.
That's
Stephen.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're getting photos.
I really
photos.
Do appreciate that. So.
Shout out, Willie. Yeah. Was it Willie?
No. There's been about 7 or 8 people there that sort of, am I peeing or am I pooing?
So when you say, like, it's news to me. So when you say you need a piss
and you sit down,
you're only pissing.
Yes.
That's fucked.
Mm. No.
If you were shitting and pissing, fair enough. You squeeze a little bit,
there's two jobs to do. Yeah, you sit down. Yeah.
So there's reasons why you sit to piss. There's
you
reasons.
Have a vagina. One.
And he rides a scooter.
If you listen to the podcast, you'd actually fucking hear the reasons. But obviously, you're a bit behind.
I'm busy.
One of the reasons I'll talk about is when you start a new relationship. Now, if you turn the clock back to when you and Kaylee got together, right? The first night you guys spent together, right? So imagine this. You wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, you got a raging fucking raging. You got a mongrel. And you need to piss, right? It doesn't even need to be a rager. But if you want to be courtesy of not pissing and making the sounds of a
But you can pee on the bowl and not make a sound.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Let me demonstrate.
It depends. Oh, here he goes. It depends on how close you are to the bedroom, I guess.
So if I have a rager, right, I'm not sitting and trying to put my dick into the seat in the bowl, because that's how do you manage that?
What are you doing? Standing up?
Yeah, spread the legs a little.
I'm pivoting the hips, right?
Oh, Kardashian bump.
Pivoting the hips into the bowl, and then I'm tilting to the left or the right and getting that motion of the bowl curvature. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you create that vortex rather than, you know, trying to...
Yeah, you pee on the porcelain, not in the water.
And
it's
quiet as. You don't need to blast it down into the water. There's plenty of other ways to do it and not be a fucking...
I mean...
Yeah, you can't
use that word. I nearly did.
The other way is you just go outside and just piss wherever you want. I get that. Absolutely. I love to go outside and piss wherever I want, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's peeing in a bowl.
That's 5% of the time sit to piss. And you know what? There's other reasons. And like Tommy, when he comes on later, he might tell you a reason. You know, like what he's doing right now. Scrolling on Facebook.
Sitting there on the douche flute. Sucking his douche flute. Get it.
Whoa.
Get it.
Real quick. Holly's just come back into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did you sit to pee?
When?
Oh, that's right. You're my little girl.
So,
yeah, you do.
Where'd you get ice cream from?
Well, look at the cup. It's Macca's.
What, you pissed off to Macca's?
Did you?
Wow.
Thanks for getting an ice cream invite. We didn't want anything.
Get the text message?
Yeah.
No one would answer that phone.
I didn't get a text.
I'll call bullshit. So. Yep.
All right, are you done with that? Okay, next subject I want to bring up, because we've got to get into a bit of a show action. Now, we've all played the game Spotto. Yeah? Mm. Road trips, Pinky?
Yeah.
Yeah, you played the game Spotto.
Depends what we're spotting.
Well, what does Spotto normally...
Spotto means yellow car.
Yellow car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah?
You've never played it, Pinky?
Not really.
Wow.
Never?
Not the yellow car one, no.
Yeah. Well, like a coloured car. Like any coloured car can be.
It's mainly yellow car.
But mainly yellow.
Yeah. Spotto. Willow. When you call Willow. Spotto, it's yellow.
Yeah,
Willow. Yeah. We've only really done the punch buggies.
Yeah, okay.
The V-dubs, yeah.
So if a yellow car comes towards you, you normally yell out
Spotto.
Spotto, yep. Right? I've got a few more that I've been playing lately.
Have you?
Yeah. So when a blue car comes towards you, and there's fuck tons of blue cars, do you know what you call it?
Blue car.
No.
What do you call it?
Smurfo.
Smurfo. Mm.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There's Smurfo. Yep. There's
Papa Spotto. Smurf was blue.
Yep. Green car.
You dirty motherfucker.
What are you saying, Stiffy? Green car.
Green car.
Oh, bless you.
Jesus. Oh. Is that your ass?
So what are you saying, green car?
Green car.
What is that one called?
Well, I don't know. Barney.
Oh.
You're right.
All I can see is a green haze around me. Noah's just fucking punched
up. How? Why are we talking?
He's just punched up free.
Why are we framing
Bare
me?
In the guts.
You're framing me. It was
fuck,
you.
Fuck, mate. You lifted one cheek and just fucking directed that straight at
no,
me.
No, I did not.
Filthy animal.
Well, I apologise for that.
And I tried to do it too, but I'm going to shit myself. So I'm not going to do it. So I'm not going to return. So it's called Smurfo, yeah?
That's a blue one.
Yep.
Yeah, then you got green. And it's got to be that green like that bin over there. See that?
Kermit.
That, yeah, like a Kermit green.
Kermit.
That's Snotto.
Snotto.
Yeah.
Mm. It's going to cause a lot of dramas, though. Like, you're going to be busy as fuck. Like, there's a
fuck
lot of colour cars
It's a road
out there.
Trip. There's a lot of road tripping guys going
even
on.
Even with Spotto with the yellow car, like, people are fucking going, oh, that's mustard. That's fucking, yeah, that's...
Oh,
yeah.
Listen, it's got to be yellow.
Yeah, there's been a few arguments in our family, so, about the yellow Spotto.
It's got to be yellow.
And then like, a grudge. It's got to be driving at you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't go past the fucking yellow car.
But for everyone that's doing a road trip these days, if you want to ramp it up a little bit from just the old Spotto, you've got Smurfo and you've got Snotto.
Snotto.
So like there's it. Two more to add to the fucking hit list of your road trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep you occupied. What other car games do you play?
You say card or car?
Car games. I know a couple of car games you play, but yeah.
You tell me your car games.
Well, we've got cricket, where you count the guideposts, and when you come up to a signpost, you're out, and then you go to the next one.
Really?
So there's that one, yeah. Never, Holly's saying never play that. So, but yeah, that's a good one. But yeah, I'd be interested to find out what other car games
we've played that, but with number plates.
Yeah.
So if you're like zero or a truck, you're out.
Oh, trucks, you're out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There's one I've seen. I haven't really played too much, but one was called Windmill, and basically when you're driving through the country, if you're not allowed to say the word unless. What are you fucking smirking at me for?
I'm just thinking windmill like.
Windmill. But basically you can't say the word unless you fucking see one, and then everyone's just, I don't know. That's the only one I've ever. And then I Spy.
Oh, I Spy turns fucking nasty.
Everyone punches on with I Spy.
Remember iconic. Coming back from Alice Springs playing I Spy?
Oh, dude.
Fuck, mate, that dragged on big time, mate. Yeah. Thank God to Starling.
Yeah, well, and some other car games is gambling. Yeah.
Gambling, so the doggies were fucking awesome, weren't
Keno.
They?
Keno.
Keno? Oh, fucking.
Keno.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of good car games.
Yeah, there is plenty to keep you occupied, so.
You just need Uncle Elon to help that.
Yep.
Help
you certainly do.
Yeah, right. Nothing else?
As in car games? Nah, not really. So in the olden days, and don't
olden
do it
days,
anymore.
Fuck, you're old.
In the olden days, you were trying to hit signs with stubbies as driving along, like just throwing a few out. So
yeah,
I've done plenty of that. Yes, so
and then you went and picked them up after it.
100%, we did. Yeah. So I actually seen a Facebook post today. It was, and there was a stubby actually nailed into a sign. Like someone's fucking throwing one and it's actually went through the sign and stayed there.
Wow.
Did it?
Yep.
What sort
that's
of,
talent.
What stubby?
That, mate, that's got to be a 10-pointer.
Yeah, right. What, a fucking King Brown?
No, she was just like it was a clear bottle, so I'd say it was a carton dry or something like that, and someone's chucked her out and she's fucking nailed her. Yeah, never seen it before.
Yeah,
that's got to be 10 points.
Yeah. The old King Browns would make a fucking mess, wouldn't they?
They do.
Mm. Fold the sign in half. Yeah, fucking hell. Right, I'm going to play an ad. Tommy, you're up nearly. Anyway, hang on a sec, guys.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favours, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life.
Righto, we've just kicked Noah off. He had to run.
He's gone.
And Tommy, welcome, mate.
Welcome, mate. It up, bruh.
Pull your fucking bonbon, bruh.
Ready?
Fuck. Grab it.
Oh, yeah. I've actually got a trick with bonbons, so I'll do it again. I bet you I'll win again. What's this?
Yeah.
I'll win.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off. Just like the pokies.
Gotcha.
Merry Christmas, Tommy.
Touchy subject.
Have you got a joke inside there? There should be one. Make it happen, bruh.
Nah, no joke.
I think you just chucked it out, bruh.
I was in there.
Get it.
Inside that blue thing?
Oh, here we go. How did the ornament get addicted to Christmas?
Don't know, Tommy.
He was hooked on the tree.
Oh, fuck me.
Pretty good.
Bam, bam.
That's pretty good.
Boom, boom.
Good. That's a Barney joke.
How are you going, Tommy? How's your year been, bros? Fill us in.
Busy.
What's been going on with TC Coolers?
Busy.
Busy?
Very busy.
What's been happening?
Coolers.
Mm.
Yep. Coolers, hats, buddy.
Be going well?
Yeah, everything. It is at the moment, yeah.
Yep.
Nice. That's good, mate. And so you finish work tomorrow?
Yep.
That's
keep
the last
Australia
day, yeah?
Going.
Yep. Keep one toilet at a time, so kicking it.
One roof.
Toilets, anything.
Everything.
Love it. So what's your plans over, Chrissy? What are you doing? Family days?
I don't really have anything planned.
Nothing?
Which is good.
Yeah, it is. It's actually nice to have not a plan. Like, you can sort of just... Yeah,
oh, I got like a list.
Do you have any family traditions you do with Christmas morning or Christmas day? It's just drink,
not really.
Eat.
You can get the drunkest, the quickest, really.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
That's about it. Usually me.
Love it.
Nice.
Me in bed by lunch.
Is it?
Usually, yeah.
All right. Well, while we're on the sponsor thing, I want to put a bit of a thank you out for 2025.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate everything you've done.
So a massive thank you to our sponsors, of course, for the Lads Podcast. We've got Peak Productions. We've got TC Coolers. Thank you very much, Tommy, for coming on board and helping out with all the things that you have been supplying us with stubby coolers. Like the stubby coolers you gave us for the Fink Desert Race this year went off with a bang, didn't it, mate?
It was a big hit, yeah.
Didn't last long.
No, no they were a big hit. And I think we took even some up to the Don River too. So no doubt we'll be doing more next year with you as well.
Absolutely.
And a big shout out to Black Cat. They came on board this year to help us vlog the Fink 2025.
Yep.
And without their assistance, that wouldn't have happened.
And good people too, sir.
So massive thank you to Black Cat Civil, Gyrone, absolute legend. Also want to thank our listeners, of course. Without listeners, without you guys listening and joining in, this podcast wouldn't be as big as it is, and it's only growing. So massive shout out to...
Yeah, keep the calls coming in. Makes our job a lot easier when you guys call in and start sort of talking your thing. So it makes our memories sort of click and gives us something to talk about.
How do they call in, bruh?
Theladspoddy@gmail.com is the email address you send it to. You knock your 3610, record it,
yep.
Send it over to that email address and... Stiffy gets it and plays it.
Absolutely.
And if you win, if you make us laugh and that, we'll give you a hat.
And no doubt being over the Christmas, New Year break, people have probably got a bit of time on their hands. So maybe they should call in.
Absolutely.
Let us know what
you're up to. Like just, tell us your Christmas tradition. Tell us that you've got to go to your in-laws and you fucking hate it. And
drinking.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't hate my in-laws, so not saying that, but yeah.
Absolutely. And the last thank you I wanted to... Oh, there's two more. Thank you to my mum, who obviously gave us this space to set up the studio in 2025, and it's just had a facelift.
And it was also decorated as well, put all the Christmas decorations up for it. Thanks very much. Appreciate everything you
Absolutely.
Do for us.
And last thing was the people that helped with the studio. So thanks, Pinky. Thanks, Noah. Thanks,
that's
Barney.
Right. I didn't do much.
Need the Barney.
Well done.
I directed. I'm good at directing.
Supervised.
So I made up a bit of a list. With this Christmas special that we're doing, I wanted to have a look at our 2025 as the Lads podcast and just go over some of the achievements and some of the milestones, Barney, that we smacked this year. Now, this is in no particular order. It's just what came to mind, and no doubt you'll have some that might come to your mind as well. First one was TC Coolers came on board early in the year.
Second sponsor, because Noel was the first one, so yeah, and then yep. TC.
I want to thank Cyclone and Alfred for fucking up the GC and fucked up the meat stock in the Toowoomba that we were supposed to go to.
Yeah, that was our first event that we were supposed to sort of go up the and big cover one. And that turned into a fizzer, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was a dead set fizzer, but yeah, you can understand why they cancelled that, but we'll be up there again is it April?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's April sort of around there. So yeah, so we'll be back up there again. Give that a go.
Yep. So we had big plans there, but anyway, we did our first vlog in 2025.
Yep.
So the first one was just a bit of a teaser to prep ourselves for Fink.
The old golf day.
The golf day was amazing, and I think we've got to re-look at another golf day one day.
Yeah, try to get a few other people on board, and make it just a big day. Yep. Make a couple of big days, I reckon. So.
Big shout out to Justin Ryder. He put us on the race trailer and the race buggy.
Yep.
And we went racing out at Fink this year with the race buggy. We didn't do too many because obviously the race buggy was brand new and its first race was Fink.
And it's good to see the journey of that new race buggy as well. Like it's sort of, you can see it evolving, and I know the work that JR puts into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can see evolving, and it was like the shakedown. And it's a process, isn't it? Like
absolutely.
It's not just you go get a car and you race and you win.
Nah, you can build
it. You've got to shake this thing down. You've got to work out the problems. You've got to, it's a whole process.
And
it's
I think you can build two or three cars at once, and each one is going to have different teething problems than the other. So, but you know what? 2026, we've got plenty of racing coming forwards for the Lads podcast.
Looking forward to that. So
we're looking forward to that as well. 2025, we did some remote recordings. The first one that comes to mind was Alice Springs. We had Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie Lawson. So, a good friend of mine, a great man, a very community-orientated person.
Yep.
And doing great things for people. So, he runs Give It. So, all the donations that he actually makes is Give It now. So, what a great human. He's just a champion.
So, being able to pack this... this podcast up and taking on the road is certainly unique. And we've seen that with Fink. We saw it with Don River up in Bowen. And then we just did it again for our 100th special down at the Walton, down the pub. And wasn't that an awesome day?
Mate, that was over and beyond of what I actually thought.
Yeah.
Like that was, the expectations were, not there. And it just, come out good.
Some of the events we attended. So the Jamooma Flame Fest.
Yep.
That was pretty good. Yep. Scotty Bannon put on.
Thank you, Scotty.
Absolute magical show down there. And of course, the biggest event of all year, and I can't wait for next year, is the Podcast Royale 2.0 we went to this year. Tommy, you came down for that.
I don't remember that whole weekend.
That was a stonker, wasn't it?
It was a big weekend, wasn't it?
That was huge.
Yep. Do you have any favourite moments of that weekend, mate?
Oh, probably when I got up on the pokies, but she didn't last long. That was a good weekend.
Yeah, the Alpha events community, thank you very much for putting on a fucking...
Mate, it's just all good people when you go down to that event like this. It's a fight night. There was no fights. Everyone was a good cunt.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it.
Good. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah.
I think that's going to be probably one of my highlights for 2025 is, when the podcast community comes together and we all the communities come together, it just makes that whole 3 days, 4 days such an amazing event to be a part of.
Yeah.
And that was probably a highlight for me. So well done. We also had some live action. So when I mean live action, we did a couple of podcasts where we had live call-ins. So Jai and Todd from Black Cat Civil, they joined us for two live-in podcasts this year. One was the Baja 500 where they were just in their headquarters.
Yep.
And the second one, those lucky buggers went all the way over to Mexico and they were kind enough to spend, half hour of their time and call in whilst we're doing a podcast and create that live action of being, on the other side of the world, but telling us what's going on live
at that
Baja 500.
Yep.
So that's, you know, part of the lads podcast is lifestyle adventure and daily stories. And that just really put the money where the buck was, because it just added that different dimension of...
That's one hell of a daily story. Oh. And in Mexico...
Correct.
Racing bloody, yeah, off-road buggies in there. So.
So shout out. I reckon in years to come...
And with Team Australia as well. So years it wasn't to come, just a,
I'm hoping we could probably get there in years to come. That's kind of a goal. You know, in a number of years, it may take 3, 4, 5, 10 years, but... That'd be awesome to get to the Baja 1000 as the Blads potty, because I think that'd be fantastic.
100% it would be.
A massive thank you to Pinky. You came on board as part as a part-time host, and also Cooking with Pink Bits has become a massive success.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a bit about that sort of integration with the Lads podcast, because it wasn't around before, was it?
No, it's been a bit of a shock, but it's been good. Yeah. I've enjoyed every minute of it, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
It's been a journey, eh?
Yeah.
A journey.
Journey, all right. Yep. Holy hell.
And you're enjoying it?
Oh, so good, yeah.
Because yeah. Cooking is obviously something you've always done.
Yeah, no, it's been good, especially with the young fella. He loves it. He's always looking on TikTok for other stuff to do, so we're always
Just did that onion boil.
Yeah, oh, he loves it.
Yeah, got into it, didn't he?
Yeah.
What about the chili?
He loves anything.
He certainly
does. He's not afraid to try it, Tommy.
I am.
But that's it. Has it changed the way you cook? Like, are you actively looking for new recipes and new ways of doing stuff, like, since you've sort of come on?
Yeah, it's kind of become like an addiction.
Yep.
You're always looking for something different to try. And he's always there, like, just, handing out more stuff to, like, here, let's have a go with this.
Yeah.
And that's good, mate, like, involving the family in it. Like, it's sort of, like, my daughter sitting over here as well, but she's got her headphones on looking at her phone. But, it's a family thing. And, like, if you're spending time with the young fella, that's, cheering, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's,
no,
that's
winning. It. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
Makes it all worth it in
and
the end.
A bit of a unique way of cooking, too, because we introduced the cat cooker this year.
Yeah.
And that'll come back again next year. Maybe a Ferrari cooker as well.
Yeah.
So we'll do more with that next year.
Yeah, that's been unreal. Like, some of the things I wouldn't even think of. Like, I've just used it for heating up food. And we were talking one night about just cooking a steak from raw on it. And I was like, yeah, righto, let's go. And then done it. And then it's eventuated to chicken breast. And it's been unreal.
It's good.
Cheering, mate. That's
and
getting
paid for it, so why not?
Absolutely, mate. Exactly.
Another big thing for this year, Barney, was getting some lads merch up and running. So anyone listening, you can just simply, if you want to support the podcast, at the moment, you know, we've only got the hat and the shirt, but 2026 will change that.
Yep.
But that's another goal. That's another thing that we've done this year is...
You got to walk before you can run.
Yeah, you got to crawl before you walk too. So we've got Shopify online now as well. So anyone that wants to buy a hat or a shirt to support...
Yeah, jump on
support
good us. We're only doing good quality stuff.
Do yourself a favour.
Shout out to Dave at Right Lane Media. He's doing a cracking job to help us out there.
Quality.
Patreon came on board. So we're obviously where we put our vlogs. That's up and running. Massive thank you to Barney for you making that relationship with Knuckles from CTC, because that's helped out a lot with our hats.
Yeah, he's made... I can only say one thing about Nux, mate. If you meet a more genuine person, email me and tell me why, because this bloke is a dead set.
Absolute legend.
Just a great bloke.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm a legend.
Just turn his mic off for a second.
We hosted our first MC event just the other day.
The Burnham Fire, not the Burnham Range. It's the Burnham Fire Brigade, as you've said a couple of times on the last one. So, that was good, mate. Yeah, it was good. Like, people didn't think that I would be able to say no swear words the whole time.
Congratulations, you nailed it.
And I didn't.
No,
nothing. Read the room.
Yeah, correct. We got invited to a couple of galas. First, get yourself checked. Now, you had a stonker of a night that night, mate.
Mate, that's what an event. Like, that was got all dolled up and took the wife into to Brisbane. Got to hang around with a heap of legends.
Yep.
Met some good people, which some of those will be on next year's podcast. So keep on listening, because that's That's about dapping. We're only getting bigger and better.
We are, yep. Yeah. And, of course, a shout-out to Nathan St. Ledger from ACFC, which is a Chance for Change gala.
Yep.
He also, we got from Scotty Bannon an invitation to that gala as well.
And, like, we never started this as a men's mental health thing, but it has overtones of men's mental health.
Absolutely.
And it is, it's just getting out of your heads and getting into your sheds.
It's talking to your mates.
Yep. Talking to your mates. Keep your mates closer. And especially over this time of the year, just, be mindful of all that.
We hit 100 episodes in 2025.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So that was a massive milestone that I knew we were going to get to. It was just a matter of time of when.
Yep.
And like to do it within the first 18 months, I think it was 18 months, of the lads potty, we nailed it. So well done.
Yep.
Well done, guys. The last thing I've got on my list is we went on the Dead Ass podcast.
We did so.
With Bryzy. So shout out to Bryzy from Rockhampton. Anyone that's listening, if you've never listened to Dead Ass podcast, it's a great podcast with Bryzy. Big Sexy's on there. Cole the Cremator. I absolutely love those guys. Can't wait to get back up there.
What an
eye opener.
They just opened the house up for us and welcomed us with like we were best mates.
Correct.
It was like that.
And Bryzy, I think we're back up there in February.
February, yes. Yep. For Brophy's boxing tent.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be back up there. So looking forward to that as well.
It's and good, sorry if we've missed anything too. So.
Oh, there's thousands more that we could probably look.
Yep.
It's just some of the things I dot pointed down that I thought we better chat about.
Bit of a journey.
It has been a journey.
Did ya? Now I have got a couple of things I want to play as well. I've just got to fucking find them. Have a little chat amongst yourselves. Have you got anything, Barney?
He's having to go at douche flute at the
moment. I was going to have a go at the douche flute, but
he
won't let me. So
get into it.
Google.
Give us a go.
No, you'll throw it.
I fucking will. So.
Okay. Well, here's a Christmas. It's probably not a Christmas thing, but anyway, here's a little motivation for you.
If you're a fucking fair dinkum, full-grown Aussie, this is what you'd have for breakfast, you fucking dog cunts. A fucking VB long neck at 20 to 8 in the fucking morning. Get that up, yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Well, fucking old mate's betcha. Got a bit going on, hasn't he?
Oh, I've seen that and I'm like, well, that's if that's not Christmas morning at 20 to 8 getting a long neck
I think we
gut,
can beat him.
Be the third one
I think we can beat him.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Yeah, you do your first video and I'll do the second one. So.
Righto.
Yeah, done.
Oh, you gonna? Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
I like it. Now, I've got two more I want to play. I just don't know what... I don't know what which one to play first, but anyway, here's one. Let's go.
You're the drunkest person in the room? That's a problem. You're surrounded by people who are soft. The only way to keep growing is to drink your way to the top. And you can't do that with lightweight friends. Send this to your boys to let them know they need to do better and drink more. If you're...
Is that you, so, Barney?
Yeah, boy.
Cheers to that.
I'm actually going to re-create that one. I'm going to redo it. I'll redo it.
I thought of you when I saw that.
Yeah, you did.
Now, I'll keep that last one for when we finish this potty. Now, guys, have you got any jokes?
I got a question.
Oh, okay.
Is it knife
What's
or
your
fork
question?
Or fork and knife?
Oh, sorry. Oh. What was that?
Knife and fork or fork and knife?
Well, if you want to ask someone to pass you the fork and knife, you can say that. Pass me the fucking knife.
That's good.
Okay. When you go, right out, we're going to need knife and forks. What are you saying? Like, are you going to go fork and knife and fork? What are you saying?
Can you pass me the fork and knife?
Yep.
That's what I say, fork and then knife.
Like reading left to right, fork, knife?
I don't know. That's just how it comes
Pinky,
out.
Pinky, what are you saying?
Oh, fucked if I know.
Is it knife and fork or fork and knife? Okay.
Oh.
Go to the drawer and grab me some utensils. Is it knife and fork or is it fork and knife?
Probably knife and fork.
100% it is. Tie. You fucking...
Yeah, right.
No, it's not. It's not a tie because it's only four of us
here. I think I say fork and knife. So,
do you
grab us the fork and knife? Grab us the fork and knife. Yeah, knife and fork, fork and knife. I think I say fork and knife.
Fork and knife. It's definitely
that's wrong. It's like the fucking egg and bacon dude, bacon and egg dude.
Yeah,
it's,
well, maybe
it's that
it is.
Same thing. It's not. It's fucking knife and fork. It's always knife and then it's fork.
So what's your fork in your left hand?
Ring in and let us know.
Left
like
to
if
right.
You're
like you read left to right.
Can we do a poll?
Oh, I want people to ring in.
We want to do a poll.
I don't want you to lose.
Yeah.
It's not, mate. Holly, what is it? 100%. Kai, what is it? 100%. They fucking, you guys lose. Boo.
Yeah, boo. All right. I can't not do, because this is our last podcast for the year. So I can't not do this. Word of the week. Word of the week. PBS Kids Word of the Week. All right. So the word of the week is Alabama Hotspot. Sorry. Alabama Hot Pocket. So, okay. Pinky, I want to know, guys.
Sounds like a hole.
Alabama Hot Pocket. What comes to mind?
Alabama Hot Pocket.
I feel like I've heard it, but I'd...
Some sort of incest and like a hole.
Okay.
I reckon.
Barney?
I'm thinking like shitting yourself. yeah, that's it.
Shitting yourself?
Yeah. Just, well, that's gonna be, it's going to be a hot pocket.
Pinky, what's your Alabama Hot Pocket?
I don't know. Yeah.
You got nothing. Alabama Hot Pocket.
I've got a Colorado campfire.
We're talking rednecks, and we're talking hot, and we're talking a pocket. Yeah. It may be like rooting a bloke in the ass or something like that.
Someone's cousin coming
in.
No,
it's Alabama,
pocket.
Though.
I'm close, aren't
You're
I?
Close.
Aren't I?
You're close.
I always get them.
Okay, it's the act of putting icy hot deep heat on one's condom before intercourse.
Oh, I've done that a few times.
This is usually used in revenge or more of a practical joke, an excellent way to end one's relationship. Oh. Yeah, that's a hot pocket.
Don't do hot pockets.
Don't do hot pockets?
No.
She gets pretty hot.
That's bad.
Pinky, you've got a word of the week.
Well, I got this one here. I got another one.
Well, can you tell us what the word of the week is?
Colorado campfire.
Colorado campfire.
Okay, so we're talking mountains. We're talking fire. Got nothing.
Colorado campfire.
Canadian.
Is that where they're putting marshmallows on someone's doot and they're licking it off?
Close.
Oh.
It's funny because they're all American.
Instead
towns.
Of on. It's in.
Oh, no! Yes! That was gay. Good.
Yeah. So you're shoving a marshmallow in your missus' anus.
And anus?
Then fucking the shit out of it. And then she spits it out onto a biscuit and you eat it.
this is where we get cancelled.
Colorado campfire.
Oh, I thought of marshmallow straight away. I'm like, okay, now I need to turn the marshmallow dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be dirty. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well done.
He's a sick.
There's no like Australian towns though. They're all American.
They are, aren't they? Yeah, there was the
it's always
the
American.
Mississippi bird bath.
The Philadelphia sidecar.
Yeah, so they're all American.
Yeah.
What's some Australian ones? Give us some Aussie ones.
I'm sure there will be.
The Woodridge Shuffle.
Oh, what's the Woodridge Shuffle?
The old meth walk.
But that's Woodridge Shuffle. That's not dirty though. That's just.
I reckon Boots would know one.
Oh, Boots would know one. I reckon.
Call in with an Aussie.
Yeah.
Word of the week, Boots.
What was the one before Pinky? The something Logan.
Oh, the Logan Rolex.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But tell our listeners, what is a Logan Rolex?
Logan Rolex is someone in Logan with the ankle monitor on.
It's free too.
I love it.
Is it free or do they have to pay for it?
I don't think they have any money.
If you've got an ankle monitor on, give us a ring and let us know, sir.
If it's only like that breath, I think you've got to pay for it.
Yeah, so I reckon they charge you.
Yeah.
Hmm. And should be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
We shouldn't pay
for it. Send it to Spur.
Okay. Well, this next segment.
Shout out Spur.
I've got. Are we done with that? Because I've got another segment.
What do you got?
And this one, I'm just going to say, this one is brought to you by AirFX. Anyone that needs air conditioning, refrigeration, specialist in the area of Scenic Rim. Well, actually, they travel anywhere from the Gold Coast to Bowen.
Yeah, exactly. Gets around a bit, doesn't he?
Anyway, this is probably sponsored by him.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
All right, I've got a fuck off. Sciatic nerve. That you know your sciatic nerve?
Yeah.
Yep, I've got a bit of a sciatic issue at the moment. And it's been there for a few weeks. So my sciatic nerve in my right fucking bum cheek that runs down my fucking right leg can...
Fuck off.
Yep. Now, we actually, this is coincidence, but we've actually had an email come in from another listener who has the same issue. Now, he has given us a bit of a story of what his sciatic nerve was all about. You ready?
Yep.
It's a bit of a longie.
Do it.
But it's going. Okay, the nerve that never slept, he has called this story. There was a bloke, normal unit, footy on the weekends, could deadlift a fridge, who woke up one morning with a tight back. Nothing scary. Are you worried about the thing?
You're not recording.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah?
There you go.
Oh, there it is. It looked different.
Nothing scary. Thought he'd sleep funny, popped two Panadol and went to work. By Smoko, his left ass cheek was twitching. Just a little flick, like his phone was on silent inside his body. That night, he went to bed and
inside or just in his pocket?
That night, he went to bed and that's when it started. A slow burning pain slid from his lower back, through his hip, down his leg and settled behind his knee like something had found a home. Doctors say sciatic nerve, mate. Just rest up. But here's the thing. Every night at 3:17 a.m. on the dot, he'd wake up, not from pain, but feeling like his leg wasn't his anymore. He said it felt like the nerve was being gently plucked like a guitar string. Twang, twang. After a week, the pain started moving on its own. Some nights, it'd be in his calf. Other nights, it's in his foot. One night, he felt his own toes curl up. He swore he heard a voice, not in his head, but along the nerve itself, saying, "You still awake?" By the third week, he stopped sleeping, because every time he'd lay down, the nerve would light up like he knew he was vulnerable. He went for an MRI, came back clean. Physio said, "Looks all fine." So after all that, weeks of pain, no sleep, haunted nerve, 3:17 a.m. every night, the bloke finally snaps and goes to a different doctor. This doctor listens, nods his head real seriously, and then says, "Mate, have you tried stretching?" The bloke fucking loses it. He says, "Stretching? I've been possessed from the waist down." Doctor calmly gets him to stand up, leans him forward, does one basic hamstring stretch. And out came the loudest fart of his life, like a shotgun in a tin shed. Instant relief. Pain's gone, burning gone, twitching gone, voice gone. Doctor just looks at him and goes, "Yeah, sciatic nerve was fine. You were just clenching your ass for 3 weeks." Turns out the real horror wasn't the nerve. It was stress and a tight set of cheeks. Moral of the story, boys, if your leg's haunted, loosen your ass. Sometimes it's not a trapped nerve, it's a trapped fart.
Yep. Do not.
That sounds like the Alabama pocket. The symptoms.
It does. So sometimes you've just got to trust the fart.
Yep.
And let it
or
go.
Or not.
And let it go.
If you don't trust the fart, you just go sit on the toilet and then just, yeah, do yourself and yeah.
Sit.
It is. If it is, it is. And if it's not, it's not. And but you're safe, isn't it?
Ain't it?
Ain't it?
Ain't it?
Ain't it?
Ain't it?
Ain't it?
So there you go, lads. There was my my sciatic nerve I've got going on right now. It's not.
So have you tried that? Have you tried to just do the fart?
Yeah, I did.
I'll tell you what, Noel was fucking rank.
Yeah.
I can't believe you done that. Oh, that's just, what a grubby fuck.
Is what it is, eh?
Yeah. Chew your food, Noah. You don't stink as much if you chew your food.
Okay, I've got one last motivation thing I want to play you guys, and here it is.
Fucking night, you... Good fucking night, you absolute fucking animal! You took today's shit, chewed it up, and spat it back in life's face. Tired? Good. Hurting? Even fucking better. That means you went all in. So sleep deep, dream wild, and wake up ready to murder comfort again. Night, motherfucker!
Good, yeah. Good fuck... There you go.
Yeah, don't get comfortable.
Don't get comfortable.
Don't get comfortable.
Get in and get around it. Happy fucking Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Pinky, you got any final words there, bruh?
Nah, just, enjoy it.
Enjoy the family.
Yeah.
Drink heaps.
You going to do that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, fucking oath. Tommy, you going to have a great Chrissy, mate?
Oh, I don't want to remember it. Just go that hard.
Just get it. Get after it. So when do you guys go back to work? What date? That blur.
The 12th?
Yeah, I'm going to do all the ings. I'm doing ings over Christmas.
Name them?
Eating.
Yep.
Drinking.
Yep.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swimming.
Yep.
Sleeping. And yeah, just anything with ings on the back of it, I'm doing it.
Folding?
Folding. No, I'm not doing washing. Folding. No, no, fucking no. Oh, yeah. Not those ones. Dish all the funnings. Not the fucking baddings. I'm leaving that to Nanny.
Yeah,
thanks, okay. Nanny.
Righto. Are we done?
Anyone got any jokes? I got one.
Oh, fuck. I thought we did jokes, but anyway, you go.
All right. My grandfather said that my generation relies too much on the latest technology. I called him a hypocrite and unplugged his life support.
Oh, did ya?
I've actually got one too, and it's actually an American one as well, so let me just go my notes.
That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to cook an alligator for this show, actually, but I realised I only had a crock pot.
Yeah, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Next one.
That's good. That's good. That should go on one of those fucking things that go in those bonbons.
Boom, boom.
That's the bad ones.
That's a bonbon
mate,
joke.
Those bonbons. Who actually fucking comes up with those jokes in the bonbons?
Well, the elves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want one for fucking give to kids and go, Santa's not real.
Thanks for ruining my Christmas.
Oh, sorry, Tommy. No, I didn't know. Right. You didn't know Santa earlier? Wasn't
no,
real?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've actually done that earlier, but yeah. Oh, fucking.
I'll even put a sign up.
I'm gonna make bonbons
with your own.
Yeah, no, with the lads. The lads bonbons. Yeah, with jokes in them. So. Yeah, yeah.
Santa's, don't expect a laugh.
Santa's not real.
Coming to a big W yeah. near you.
Yeah.
Just be advertised. They're not funny.
Yeah.
Bonbons.
All right. Congratulations, guys. This is the last one for the year. Thank you, Barney. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Pip Bits. Let's do a. Oh, you finished?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. All right. Let's do a sign off.
Thanks for having us on Pink Bit. See ya.
Thanks for having us, Tommy. See ya.
And I'm the stiff man. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Have a good Christmas.
Santa's not real. See ya. Bye. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stress. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a bull with my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of pain is brand new. This is the moment I break through.